You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got a lot to talk about in this next hour. Apparently, there's a lot of things that you don't realize that could be giving you the extra gas, like reheating your food, cough syrups, etc. So we're going to get to that in a few minutes. We're also going to talk about how it looks like New York authorities are on the hunt for people who have not finished their mental health treatment in light of all the subway deaths and people pushing other people in front of trains. And some more news about Jesse Jackson and his woes. So you can see we've got a very busy next hour on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is kind of an interesting study. You had a Texas mom from Houston who gave birth to two sets of identical twins. Four healthy babies were delivered, but they were two separate sets of twins as opposed to quadruplets. Apparently, the odds of such a pregnancy is 1 in 70 million. All right. Apparently, Tressa, 36 years old, and husband Manuel did not use fertility drugs. Okay, they planned the pregnancy, and I guess forced sperm, it would have been two sperm, and then both eggs and the fertilized eggs split. That's how identical twins happen. And I guess they said they succeeded probably just a little too much, even though they are absolutely ecstatic. They were born in Women's Hospital of Texas. I mean, blows my mind how she could give birth to four of them. I barely carried one. How do you carry four? I guess when they had gotten to the doctor's office and had been ultrasounded, they were told you have four. But then they thought it was, all right, then maybe four different babies. Now, all four boys are in the neonatal ICU. Because they were born, my guess is they were born a little early, C-section at 31 weeks, and they range from, two, 3 pounds, 10 ounces to 2 pounds, 15 ounces. All right, and they decided to kind of do an ABCD theme, right? And so I guess first kid's name was Ace. Second kid's name was Blaine with the B. Third kid's name was Cash with the C. And the fourth name, Dylan. Oh, I love those names, Ace and Cash. Oh, my God, that's cool. So I guess the identical twins happen when a fertilized egg decides to split into two embryos, right? All right, the chances of two fertilized eggs splitting into two sets of identicals, I've actually never seen it. I know it's plausible, but it's crazy. Now, back in 2011, a couple gave birth to identical twin girls and identical twin boys. So it has happened. I've just never seen it in my practice, and I'm way cool. So congratulations to them. They are going to need a lot of diapers, right? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, many of you on Facebook, Twitter, on the internet, you know, probably realize that there's a lot of things you could purchase. Well, I guess for $750, from what I'm reading here, you could have a Facebook girlfriend. It allows you to do a quote unquote relationship status, and I guess you get, lovingly, sickeningly sweet messages. It's a fake internet girlfriend that will leave messages on your Facebook wall so people see that you have a girlfriend, I guess. The new website is called Fake Internet Girlfriend. So it's not done by Facebook, it looks like. It allows people to buy a virtual Facebook who you could declare back in a relationship, and they will post onto your Facebook wall. It costs $750 for a 3-month subscription. Why not? People pay that kind of money for World of Warcraft, right? All right. Clients can create their own girlfriend by filling out a form on the website, which includes questions about what they want their fake girlfriend to be like. Okay, is something wrong with this? Oh, my gosh. This kind of reminds me of what happened with that that football player. There's a simple non-disclosure agreement for your protection and ours. I guess you don't get to try to, you know, make any moves on her because she's fake. After the client sends back all the required information and he has paid for his first month, the company will have your fake girlfriend set up and ready to go within a day or two. I don't know. Almost a little bit like Total Recall, right? You could pick blonde versus demure versus athletic. For $250 a month, you can buy the basic girlfriend package on Fake Internet Girlfriend, which includes setting up a profile on a social networking site like Facebook to publicly communicate with you, making up two public phone calls to your secretary. So Fake Girlfriend will make calls to your secretary. Now, why would anybody need this? All right? Why? Are you doing this to make somebody else feel bad that broke up with you? Are you doing it because you haven't been in a relationship and you're trying to show your Facebook buddies that you're in one? I'm a little nervous about somebody who would require these services. You know what I mean? I'm not sure. You know, going through such great lengths to falsify and pretend, a future mate could think you're weird. Now, I do understand that there are people that are in a position at work where they need to hide their sexual preference. And many people will circulate rumors about you if you haven't dated. And if you are trying to dispel any myths of you being, let's say, homosexual, you may then, I guess, do something like this. I don't know. I mean, I have had patients who say they cannot let anybody at work or anybody know how they truly feel about men, women, etc. So maybe that's what this is for. I don't know. Now, a study did come out discussing that 3 to 5% of the American population is gay. I'm surprised it's that small. I mean, when I was in medical school, we were taught 1 in 8. 1 in 8 people are gay or have had sexual intercourse with the same sex. But, you know, I'm hoping the reason why you don't buy a fake internet girlfriend is to keep your Facebook buddies happy. I think we've really lost a sense of reality if our social circle is now Facebook buddies, who we've never even met, by the way, and we could be looking at their fake picture. What if your Facebook buddies are fake? You ever wondered about that? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body?
Yes, microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. Microplant powder removes virus, fungus, and bacteria while cleaning and purifying the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. It unclogs arteries and softens heart valves. Plus, microplant powder can be taken with any liquid, any pharmaceutical, at any time. It's truly the easiest and most cost-effective way to clean and detoxify your body for around $10 a month. Microplant powder from hempusa.org. It really works. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance, please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Big thanks to Talk Superstation, XM Satellite, and all our affiliates out there. You can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I guess new NYPD is now searching for mentally ill New Yorkers, and they are looking for the ones who are not getting their court-ordered medical treatment. Now, remember, in December, a man waiting for a train in Times Square was pushed to his death by a mentally ill homeless person. In response to this incident and others like it, the city is now taking, according to Fox News, a more proactive approach to get the mentally ill off the streets. Apparently, there is a most wanted list now of 25 New Yorkers who have mental hygiene warrants out for them. Apparently, the police are actively looking for these individuals. If found, they will be required to receive mental health treatment. Dr. Harris Stratner, a psychologist, is kind of concerned that the measure could go up against some people's rights. Apparently, health department released a statement saying all of these patients are receiving treatment for mental health conditions. If they don't receive sustained treatment, they could pose some risk to themselves, family members, or others. They say these mentally ill people cops are looking for were supposed to receive court-ordered treatment. If found, he or she would be taken to a hospital. They would not be taken to jail. Now, if somebody has court-ordered mental treatment and they don't do it and they flee, then I agree with that, okay? If they were supposed to be a part of a system, because we do know that many crimes that are committed, or many murders, okay, could be caused by people who, again, don't realize they're doing it. Like, before that one gentleman was pushed in the subway, she was, the woman who apparently pushed him was just muttering to herself, walking around back and forth, muttering to herself. So people just thought she was, you know, schizophrenic or had some sort of an issue, and everybody just kind of kept to themselves. You know, I've been riding the New York subways, you know, every time I go to New York, so I'm pretty familiar with them, and every now and then you have somebody that just kind of stumbles near you, and I always like to look to make sure it's not somebody having a stroke or something medical go on, you know, so I know everybody, you usually don't look at them. You just got to keep to yourself, and you do your own things. It's interesting. It's interesting to watch behavior on the subway, right? You know, New Yorkers, they just kind of sit to themselves, whatever, and let the guy pass, and you'll have, people will come by, and they'll either, you know, be barking about the Beatles or barking about something and stumbling around you, etc. I just like to look and make sure no one's going into cardiac arrest or anything. So I just kind of still keep an eye out. But you don't usually stop what you're doing. You just move on. You don't draw attention to yourselves, etc. So I guess this one woman had been walking back and forth along the platform, and people just kind of, you know, kept to themselves. And then as the subway gets closer, people start to move up so they could be the first one on, because if you could get a seat, that's better than being forced to stand. And this gentleman apparently was just so close to the platform that she was able to, without him realizing, push him over. And that wasn't the first time. There's been other people that have been pushed. My question, though, is the mental treatment you get enough? Are the weeks of hospitalization and therapy enough? Now, let's move on to Jesse Jackson Jr. Okay, his father, Reverend Jesse Jackson, says the son, who's now an ex-congressman, is under strict medical supervision. Now, didn't Jesse Jackson Jr., wasn't he in a facility for a long time prior to the election? Now, I'm not saying you're supposed to be 100% better, but my question to you is one inpatient therapy session enough? When is somebody who has had mental treatment enough? When is the mental treatment considered adequate? Now, apparently, Reverend Jesse Jackson says his son is under strict medical supervision as he struggles with bipolar disorder, compounded by the stresses, of course, of his legal troubles. I guess federal prosecutors accused Jesse Jackson Jr. with conspiring for allegedly spending $750,000 in campaign money on personal expenses. The wife was also charged with filing false joint federal income tax returns. And, of course, Jesse Jackson Sr., you know, hopes his son's apology will be accepted. Now, both he and his wife have agreed to plead guilty. Their sentencing dates have not been set, but both face the possibility of several years in prison. Now, that's enough to put anybody into a depression, all right? I'm very nervous about this one, though. Okay, remember, we didn't know if it was alcohol. We didn't know what was going on with him. We didn't know if it was a suicide attempt. We had no idea. And now with the, you know, pending possible jail sentence and the sullying of his name by things he allegedly did, I'm nervous about him. I hope he's under strict supervision, because you just don't know. You have no idea. But, you know, again, going back to the subject. Okay, so he did undergo treatment. Okay, when is the treatment enough? Now, the reason why this is an issue that needs to be, you know, thoroughly investigated is with all the shootings we've had, the Colorado theater shooting, the Sandy Hook shooting with Adam Lanza, etc., there's been a big focus now on mental illness. And many people have mental illness. Many people have been treated for depression, bipolar, schizophrenia, etc. Are we going to believe that the treatment is enough and then not persecute them and stereotype them these people who have been, I guess what I'm trying to say, and I apologize if I'm fumbling on my words, is if we're going to be screening out people with mental illness, okay, and somebody has been treated, are we going to get release their leash a little bit, lengthen their leash because they had treatment? Or is the fact that they had mental illness and had to be treated going to make them a red flag? You see what I mean? All right. We are dying to know what medical treatment James Holmes had. We're dying to see the extent of his psychiatric treatment. We're dying to see what type of medications he was on. And I'm a little nervous about the revelation of that, because if he's on very common medications that many people take, many medications I prescribe, Zoloft, Paxil, Xanax, etc., can this now falsely stereotype those of you who are on those medications? Okay? Now, remember, many of you are taking Xanax or Prozac or Paxil because you have migraines, or you get stomach upset, or you get some nerves or some flight anxiety, insomnia. But the FDA doesn't look at those medications for that. The FDA looks at those medications for depression or anxiety. If the government decides that we need to do a more thorough screening process of people with mental illness, and James Holmes' diagnosis was anxiety and depression, is that going to lump a lot of everyday people into the mental illness category? You see what I mean? Now, already I have people that will come in saying, look, my family thinks I need some, you know, Zoloft. I don't want to be an antidepressant. I don't want my job thinking I have depression or anxiety. And I ask them, well, why do they want you on the medication? Well, they say I get grumpy and I don't tolerate things as much. Okay, well, that could be a serotonin deficiency. And yes, the medicine will help the serotonin, help keep your serotonin levels at bay, up a little bit, and then you won't be as grumpy. You won't be making mountains out of molehills. You'll be easier to live with. Now, does that mean that person has depression or anxiety? Now, what we were spending a lot of time on in the first hour are anger outbursts. People having these anger outbursts. We started with Oscar Pistorius and the alleged killing of his girlfriend, Reva. Now, he had thought, and he had claimed in today's hearing, that he had thought it was an intruder in the bathroom. So he took his gun that was next to his bed because he didn't have his prosthetics on, and he shot multiple shots at the bathroom door. Then, realizing Reva wasn't sleeping next to him and it was her in the bathroom, he takes a bat to unlock the door. And although I'm kind of shocked by that. I mean, I've been married how many years? I never really lock the door when I go to the bathroom. I mean, unfortunately, my kids come in and out all the time. But, you know, you kind of wonder, I mean, why would a lover lock the bathroom door? You just close the door and you go to the bathroom. Why locking it? Not sure why. So I don't know if his story would fly, but that was his story. Whereas people think the reason why he killed his girlfriend is because of steroids. These anger outbursts. So what we did is, in the first hour, we kind of looked at what things out there cause bouts of anger. Okay? And I'm not gonna, I'll just review them quickly because I want to get into the subject of what you should do to calm yourself down with anger. But, you know, many of us that, you know, have low serotonin every now and then, or go through some environmental stressors, we get bursts of anger. So how is the government going to screen and pick out who to watch when everyday people have bursts of anger? Everyday people have depression. Everyday people have anxiety. This is a tough one. Don't go away, guys. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Is your immune system under siege? Allergies and crippling immune diseases are on the rise. Vaccines, radiation, and GMOs lead the charge against your health. Fortunately, health-conscious consumers are enlisting the help of RNA drops. RNA drops turn on the signals and switches in virtually every cell of your body to activate what science calls your junk DNA. RNA drops provide you with the ammunition you need to win the war on disease, pain, depression, and decline. Hear hours of testimonials from people just like you at rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. And order a free 1-month supply of RNA drops, pay only shipping and handling, at rnafreesample.com or call toll free 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703 or visit rnafreesample.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so we had calls earlier in the show where we were talking about anger outbursts, whether it was a medication, whatnot, and we were kind of talking about what medications can cause anger outbursts. So we talked about steroids. We talked about even cholesterol medication lowering your serotonin. And one of our callers, Julio, had said his wife had taken Cymbalta. Cymbalta is an antidepressant that also has some anti-pain properties, and he said one day she just wigged. Just completely wigged. They were just having a discussion, not even a fight. And she starts screaming and yelling and throwing the Christmas tree out the door. And these anger outbursts can be kind of scary, especially when it's from a person that doesn't usually get angry. You know, and we bring this up because of, you know, in the news, there was a news anchor that is now being charged with strangling his wife, Oscar Pistorius. If he didn't, if it wasn't a burglar and he really enraged, you know, had a fit of rage and killed his girlfriend, what is causing us to go through these bouts of anger? People with no history of mental illness, no history of, although I think the news anchor had a prior arrest, but usually people that have no history of arrest, etc. You know, what causes us to go through these anger bouts? And that's something we had looked at in the first part of the show. Now let's talk about, well, what to do to tame your temper, okay? Because we aren't allowed to beat the dog, like people did in the olden days, and we shouldn't be beating the dog. We're not supposed to be throwing plates. We're not supposed to be throwing vases. We're not supposed to be throwing things at the husband when we get mad. We can't really go outside and chop down a tree, all right? We can't do those things. So now, in 2013, we're required to keep our anger to ourselves. Now, I don't know if that's psychologically the healthiest thing. There's got to be some outlet we could do. But in the meantime, here's some things you could do to try to deal with the anger. Of course, taking a time out is probably one of the best things to do. When your kids make you mad, when your husband or wife makes you mad, that is not the time to lash out. Take a break. Take a hot shower. Walk around the block. Then you could go back and address it. A lot of times you've cooled off. If you don't have that time or you don't have that patience, well, then count to 10. Just count to 10, and it may subside the frustration a little bit. Now, you do have to be careful, because some of us, we want to just brood over it. We want it to fester, and then we want a fight, and we look forward to that release. You got to be careful about that, okay? Because something small could happen, and then you sit there and feed it into your brain and feed it and feed it to the point that you start screaming. Okay, I lived in a household like that where I'm like, what are you talking about? All I said was this 6 hours ago. Where did that turn into this? You know, you got to be careful with that. And you have to be able to identify if you're that type of person. If you're that type of person that does kind of look for a fight because that's how you get your release, we need to figure out what a better way and a more productive and constructive way to find that release, because you're going to end up divorced and your kids hating you. Then, once you take that time out and you calm down, you could express your anger. We don't want you to swallow it and repress it and suppress it. State your concerns, they say, and your needs clearly and directly. This is coming from Mayo Clinic. Without hurting others and trying to control them. Sometimes we may be really upset. Let's say there's an in-law issue. So you want to tell your wife that you're sick and tired of her baby relationship with her mother, and they're both ganging up on you, ruining your lives. You were never this miserable with a previous girlfriend. Okay, that may be something you want to say, but you can't say that. If you say that, you may want to say that. But if you say that, you're just going to be one step closer to a divorce. You need to get to the root of the problem. You need to say, look, I am sick and tired of every holiday spending it with your parents. Okay, I understand they're your parents, but we need to have a holiday off. Otherwise, we're going to be hating the holidays. Okay, that, even though there's some emotion in there, at least you're getting to the root of the problem. You never get to have a holiday on your own or with some buddies. You know, I got to admit, I mean, I love my family. I love my husband's family, but one of the best Thanksgiving we ever had was when it was just all of us buddies. All right? Now, maybe it's because we come from families where there's always so much baggage. And I understand the holidays is supposed to be all about the family, but I could totally see that when you guys write me and you discuss about Thanksgiving, etc., and I see that the best Thanksgiving we ever had was when we were all hanging out. It was fun. Nobody brought up the past. Nobody talked crap about another family member. Nobody brought up a subject you didn't want to talk about. And if there was something you didn't want to go down that path, you could very freely tell your friends, nah, I don't want to talk about that. Oh, come on. No, we're not going there. Let's talk about this. Okay, whereas usually with family type of situations, you just kind of sit there quiet and you wait and pray to God that it ends soon. So, you need to actually pinpoint what is the real issue. Now, you may not know what the issue is yourself. You may not know. Okay? You know, sometimes your spouse acts differently when the in-laws come. And the reason why it's so stressful is because your spouse is stressed, okay? You know, I get very stressed when my family's in town. I do, okay? I love my mom. My mom lives in town, but when they used to not or whatever, it would be very stressful. It was a very, very heavy trip. So many times your spouse will then not be the easiest spouse to live with. Well, maybe that's why you don't want the in-laws coming. Maybe it has nothing to do with your in-laws. Maybe you like your in-laws. But because your wife turns into a bear, and you can't tell her that, or you don't feel like you can't tell her that, you transfer the situation to the in-laws. Say, well, if the in-laws don't come, we're good. And even though that probably does solve the situation, your wife doesn't know how to fix that problem because the in-laws want to come in for the holiday. So then how you can handle that problem is say, okay, look, all right, I know you handle a lot. Okay, now I know some of you guys are thinking this is going to be kind of sappy a little bit, but just hear me out here. It may work, okay? Okay, rather than saying, woman, you know, you're crazy, all right, and you act crazier when your family comes, I don't need to be around no crazy. Okay, no, you can't tell that to her, okay? You can't do that. So what you can say is, now, sweetie, you handle a lot. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you do it. You are superwoman, all right? But I think those fragile shoulders of yours sometimes takes on just a little bit more than you could handle when the family comes. I love your family. I know you love your family, but I do notice you shake a little bit. I worry it's going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back. What could we do together to make these in-law trips a little easier? Okay? I mean, would it help you if we got them a hotel room? Would it help you if we went out to dinner rather than you cooking the food? Would it help you? Now, again, you got to be careful. Okay? Because remember, if she doesn't think you like the in-laws, she'll say, what? You don't want them in the house? You want them in a hotel? All right? You got to be careful, but you got to communicate with it. You know? And then if it gets to the point where she thinks there's an ulterior motive, you could take a look. I know you're stressed and I don't want to fight with you. You and I have to be a front. And every time they come into town, well, be careful of the absolutes, but you know, sometimes when they come into town, you are very stressed. And I feel like I'm going to do wrong. All right? How do we get these visits done without it, you know, hurting us? Okay, and the fact that she sees you trying to put you and her first may actually help. I mean, again, you guys need to figure out your wife, I don't know, all right, or your husband, etc. But that's just something you're going to have to talk about. And it's like I said, just getting to the root of the problem. Okay, let's say you're frustrated and you need to, you know, feel like you need to punch something. Well, then get a punching bag. Get a punching bag. We have one up in our house. Get some exercise. Do physical activity. Go out for a run. Okay? That doesn't hurt. Also, when you are mad, just stop for a second and think before you speak. Just come up with what you want to say as opposed to blurting it out. Come up with solutions like we talked about with the wife and the in-laws. What could we do to make this better? Be very careful criticizing her or using all or nothing. And also try to do some humor. All right? You know, humor always helps. Watching a funny movie helps get you out of a bad mood. Well, hopefully those things help. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hunza men can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. Well, we need to kind of look at the whole gas issue, especially since they're blaming those of us that like to eat meat, right, on the whole global warming thing. Apparently, we spew out too much methane. Who knows? But anyway, there's a lot of things that could actually give you gas that you may not realize. And this is an excellent article from the Daily Mail, where Dr. Emmanuel has discusses about adults and gas and bloating, etc. Now, some people, though, that may have chronic gas or bloating may not just be gas, okay? Let me just preface this. You know, I've had women who we diagnosed with ovarian cancer because they always had felt bloated, and the reason why is they had a mass pressing on their bowel. And, you know, sometimes when the cancer spreads, it could, you know, do that as well. So, you know, whenever you do have chronic gas and chronic bloating, we still want a doctor to take a peek at you. Men should be getting their colonoscopies and their prostate looked at, etc., urinalysis, women, pelvic exam, bowels looked at, etc. All right, but for the most part, once we know that everything is pretty much in check, we kind of have to look at what are we doing, what are we eating. Well, water, believe it or not, can actually also give you bloating. Okay? They say having a glass of water, even though it feels natural and is healthy, could actually give you some gas. When you down your water, you may be swallowing in air. If you drink and eat at the same time, you're constantly gulping, leading to buildup of air. So they say drink less during the meal and drink your water afterwards. Not to mention don't eat too fast. And if you eat too fast, you could swallow air. I told you guys, my father used to always say, shut up and eat, shut up and eat. Now, did he say shut up and eat because he didn't want us to talk and he wanted to eat in quiet? Or did he say shut up and eat because he was worried about our intestinal systems? Yeah, I'd like to think. Okay, I'd like to think the latter. They say every meal should take at least 20 minutes to eat. Don't eat while you stand up. Don't eat while you walk. Don't eat while you watch TV. All right, because we don't want you to giggle and breathe and et cetera. Exercise. Now, a U.S. study showed that 71% of runners have digestive problems, flatulence, bloating. 71%. So they think maybe the intense exercise causes you to take in too much air. Now, realize when you breathe, air can still get into the epiglottis and then go down your esophagus. So, yes, intense exercise technically could make you swallow air. They say we tend to overbreathe during intense exercise, so people who go on treadmills and push themselves experience top-end gassiness. All right? And I guess certain contortions, I guess yoga. I didn't realize that, but a lot of people in the middle of yoga, they get so relaxed that they toot a little bit. Certain, I guess, movements with your abdomen, if you're gassy, could maybe push some gas. Who knows? Okay? Irritable bowel syndrome is a biggie. Okay? They think that certain foods called the FODMAPs, fermentable oligosaccharides, disaccharides, monosaccharides, and polyols, contain these carbohydrates in the form of fructose. Now, fructose, these carbohydrates in this form could not be absorbed as well in the small intestine. So when they pass through the large intestine, they get fermented by bacteria, and then that creates gas as well. So not only are you swallowing gas and taking in gulps of gas, but the bacteria that ferment on the food, on your digestive food, also creates gas. Now, cherries, onions, cabbages, apples, mushroom, corn, cabbage can all do that. Okay, believe it or not, baked beans, whether they're butter or haricot or kidney or soybeans or whatever, sometimes they don't get digested as well. You know, but here's the thing: we tell you you need fiber. And so many of us will finally have our bowels moving, will be starting to eat the complex carbohydrates, but it can still give you gas. And so, you know, a lot of my vegetarian patients will say, yeah, I get a lot of gas, but I don't mind because I'm eating healthy and I'm having my bowel movements. Okay, so, you know, I guess the yin and yang or, you know, give and take, who knows. Anxious. When you're anxious, you may hyperventilate. You may swallow air. So being anxious could also cause you to become gassy. Again, just kind of relax, right? Dairy. Some of you have difficulty with lactase, and you don't think you're lactose intolerant until years down the line you decide to avoid cheese for a period of time and go, oh, wow. It's interesting because I'll put people on a, you know, no-cheese diet when we find them to have high cholesterol, and they'll say, you want to know what? It stopped my gas problem. Well, then I guess you are having an issue with breaking down lactose, which is the sugar in dairy products. Now, again, it goes into the large intestine, it ferments, produces gas, and bloating. So being lactose intolerant, you don't have to be born with it, but being lactose intolerant could also be an issue. All right, so watch your milk, your cheese, etc. Also remember, cheese is very gummy. There's kind of like a gum-like substance to make it stick together. So sometimes that could also constipate you. Now, heartburn pills and cough medicine could also give you gas. Apparently, a Professor Warhol warns that they can have this effect by changing the type of bacteria that live in the gut. It could either reduce gas or it could increase gas. But remember, cough syrups could have the artificial sweeteners sorbitol and xylitol. So these artificial sweeteners a lot of times give you gas. They're non-absorbable, they're poorly digested by the gut, but it promotes bacteria growth, and hence with the bacteria growth, again, you could get gas. Now, oranges. Okay, apparently orange juice could also give you gas, but eating oranges may help. So, you may want to kind of avoid the juices. They say apple juice also can give you gas as well. Now, some of us have some anatomical issues like a hiatal hernia. Now, a hiatal hernia is where the stomach pushes through the opening where the esophagus meets the stomach. And it, so the stomach kind of poofs up, okay, through the diaphragm. And you end up, you could end up having more belching. Now, it seems to affect, from what I understand, a third of us over the age of 50. So you end up having an issue with your pyloric valve. You have your pyloric valve and your why am I blanking on the anatomy now? Because that goes into the pyloric. Yeah, it's probably your pyloric valve, and I apologize about this, but I'm reading as I go. But if you have any insufficiency in that, you're going to get some reflux. You'll burp, especially depending on your stomach's position, etc. And so some people get surgery for it and some people don't. Some people just take antacids. Now, this was an interesting one. I didn't realize a reheated food. Apparently, dietitian C.N. Porter says resistant starch, which forms when these foods are cooked and then cooled and reheated again, is difficult for the bowel to digest. So you could get bloated. The starch is not completely digested, so it enters the bowel, and then the bacteria working to break the starch down produce gas. So they say if you do have a lot of gas and bloating, eat fresh pasta rather than the dried or pre-cooked. So it's this resistant starch that forms when foods are cooked and cooled and reheated again. I didn't know about that. That's pretty interesting. Now, of course, beer, red wine, those things we know. Okay, you know, again, it's made with yeast. It could be the congeners in there, or congeners? Yeah, the chemicals that give red wine its color could be doing that. When you chew gum, it has the xylitol. Xylitol gives you gas. Not to mention you swallow lots of air. Also, don't forget your sodas. Your sodas, you're, again, taking in carbonation. They say they seem to be the worst cause of belching because of the carbon dioxide gas that they have. But if you drink them straight from the fridge, they say it makes things worse. They say the gas in the drink expands in the stomach because of your body temperature. If it's going from, let's say, Celsius, 5 degrees Celsius to 37 degrees Celsius or 40 degrees Fahrenheit to 98.5, whatever, then you're going to have that expansion of the gas. Then you have an issue. All right. Whew. Are we done talking about gas? Are we good? All right, guys. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Please be safe out there. Be healthy, and we'll talk to you soon.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.